D. And I believe there's federal statutes that concern export, if you will, of certain technologies to foreign countries and prohibitions thereof. And I wondered if that ever became an issue in this endeavor or any of our overseas endeavors, and, you know, obviously want to make sure we're in compliance with that.
I think Tom probably could handle that, or President Easton.
Yeah, Phyllis, it might be relevant to ask Peter Schiffer.
Yeah, I think that would be.
Peter.
Or Bill is here.
Okay.
Yeah, my office has oversight over all the export control issues that arise on the campus. We review all proposals and agreements before they go into effect and track what happens. As far as I know, there have been no issues with the Singapore program. We are really quite careful because we're brought single thing to the gate before we do the
industry. Thank you.
I can just add to Peter, I'm director of the Coordinated Science Lab, the organization on campus providing the technical engagement. And we've been working closely with Peter's office. There have been procedures set up specifically for ADSC that address exactly the issues you talk about. And in fact, in the reverse direction, there's technology that's developed in Singapore, and we have to be well aware of Singapore law as we export that technology from Singapore. So we've been looking at both directions. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jim. Again, it's very impressive, and I hope we can maybe do this once a year just to see what's going on.
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
Assuming that, confirmed.
And confidence in that as well. So I think we'd ask Tom Farrell if you might join us now and give us an update on the activities of the foundation.
It's going to be hard for me to compete with a cross-domain tracker. I'll try to do that. I want to begin by thanking you, Chairman Kennedy, for the opportunity to speak to the group. I want to thank the board. I'd also like to thank some of the foundation's key partners, particularly President Easter and his staff, the chancellors, the deans and the faculty, and I'd also like to recognize and thank my own board for their support as I've gotten started. My goal for this brief session is really to share some of my early observations, some of the potential goals that we're looking at from a fundraising and development point of view, and to briefly take a glimpse at a plan that we're looking at for potential improvement in this area. I also, though, thought it would be important and appropriate for me to share our numbers, where we stand this year, so I'm going to take a second to do that. New business fundraising for the university stands at $264.3 million this year, which compares to $184.9 million last year. That's an increase of 42%. That does take into account the Granger gift. If we took the Granger gift out in terms of full letting you know exactly what would happen, we'd be down 11%. In cash, we're at $167.1 million versus $150 million at this point this year, which would put us up 11% in cash. And just as a matter of perspective, we booked over 94,000 gifts already this year, so there's still a considerable amount of volume associated with the overall operation. I also just wanted to make one comment about the Granger gift, because I think it's important to take a step back and recognize how significant and important and special this gift is. This is not a small matter. I'm not saying anyone's suggesting it's a small matter, but it's the second $100 million gift commitment that the University of Illinois has received. I was poking around a little bit on the website, and I knew this anecdotally in my head, but I was trying to see how many $100 million gifts Harvard University has received. And actually, the number is two. And one of those was from David Rockefeller, who I think is a relatively well-heeled individual who can afford to make gifts of that level. So I think is a mark of our stature, our reputation, the quality of investment, the ability for us to attract philanthropy, not only at the Urbana campus, but at our other campuses. It's something for us to celebrate and think about. It's a very special gift. And I think the provost, Adi, I think the chancellor, Bob Easter, interim Dean Bragg, deserve a lot of credit for that gift. That's a remarkable gift and something we really should be celebrating. So I want to make sure I put this presentation in context. And my hope is, recognizing that I am